Today, it's our special privilege to welcome. If you didn't know, today we have some special guests with us, and I'm so honored today. For those of you who have never met them, we're honored to have our missionaries here from Brazil, Aldair and Hillary. Will you guys begin to make your way to the stage? Give them big hands to begin to come this morning. Many of you today know them already. For those of you who don't know them, they are just dear friends of ours, like family. There's nothing I wouldn't do for this family right here. I love them. This is truly, you know, the Bible talks a lot about different people having bonds and having a heart for each other. It says that David and Jonathan had such a close bond that they were like brothers. And I can tell you, this is the bond that we have. This is my family, spiritual family. We've cried together. We've prayed together. We've dreamed together. And for many of you may not know, Aldair, of course, was raised and there in Manaus, Brazil. Hillary was, of course, raised here in the Joplin area. And then she went on a missions trip that was working with some group of teenagers that were taken there and leading the team that I was on. And on that trip, they met. And, of course, I can tell you that's a long story, but it's a fun story. If you ever want to know it, ask me. I'll tell you that story of how this big boy here, sweat drops. Every time Hillary walked around, I could see. And we could see it, man. It was right there. No, Pastor G, no. Yeah, we saw it. But what was a short time later, they began to talk, and God brought their hearts together and started this long courtship, and then they were married. I had a chance to marry them, and now they are planting churches throughout Brazil and throughout the whole region, and in Chile and South Brazil and Manaus. They've done Bible schools, reaching out to the streets, so many things. They're going to show a video here in just a minute of their overview of their ministry. But today, I want you one more time. It's an honor for us to welcome our family here today. Put your hands together. Let's welcome them back today. Amen.
Well, good morning. It is wonderful to be back. And ladies, if you have not found your man yet, you know, I asked God for a really good story. I got a little bit more than I bargained for. But he has someone special for you. And we're just glad to be here. The kids and I have been here. You may have seen me here in service. The kids have come in second service. We've been helping my family, helping my mom. And Aldair just got here a little over a week ago. And then we go back in about a week. And so it's been wonderful to be here. I just want to thank all of you for your hospitality and loving on us and our kids while we've been here, and for your continued support of us and our ministry. And we are based out of Manaus, Brazil, for those of you who don't know us. Right now, we're involved in two different places in Brazil right now. We're also working in southern Brazil in a community, in a city called Florianópolis. And we're helping another ministry right now plant a seminary, a Bible school for their ministry. So we've been going back and forth and back and forth. But we have a video that we want to show you, kind of an update on what's been going on, an overview, as Pastor Gene said, of all the different ministries that are taking place, specifically in Manaus. And we've had just a lot going on, and you'll see in the video that there is still a lot going on. We have wonderful people who we have raised up as leaders, Brazilians, who are taking care of things when we're not there. And they're doing a fantastic job. So if you want to go ahead and put that video up, you guys can see what's been going on.
Welcome to Passion and Compassion Mission. Passion and Compassion Mission is a community birthed out of the will of God in the hearts of Pastors Aldair and Hillary Queiroz. We are a community that believes in the power of God and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this generation. We believe in social transformation through the fundamental principles of Scripture. We have a mission to express the love of God to His children and to prepare a place for Him to reside in our midst. Our mission is also focused on teaching and training for the fulfillment of the Great Commission through projects such as our Missions and Revival School, which raises up missionaries and revivalists to go out into all areas of society and preach the gospel. We have a theological seminary for those who want to study the Word in a deeper way, and basic training schools for the members of our community. We serve the city of Manaus, Brazil, in the heart of the Amazon, with an all-city prayer room that proposes to lift up incense to the Father as an intermediate between God and man through the mediation of Jesus Christ. We have weekly sessions consisting of devotionals, intercession, and worship with the Word. Passion and Compassion Mission is also involved in social action through our Covenant Project. This project encompasses a variety of ministries that we have developed, such as the Hosea Project, ministering to prostitutes on the streets of Manaus, and working with local human rights officials to prevent human trafficking, preaching the truth of Jesus through prophetic evangelism. National and international missions dedicated to the preaching of the gospel through our current mission base in the Chimbo community of the Amazon River, and our future base on the Purus River, where only 3% have been evangelized. We also currently have missionaries working in the nation of India, serving local women in at-risk situations in the red light district, and working through a co-op, teaching them skills and giving them jobs. Our social ministries is aimed at supporting people who are in socially vulnerable situations, supporting their development and helping to provide autonomy through a family and community environment. Casa dos Filhos, translated to House of the Sons and Daughters, is an after-school project for children between ages 3 and 10 who are at risk, with the principal focus of accompanying their educational development through tutoring and educational classes, as well as offering effective, emotional, and spiritual support. In addition to these, we are currently in the process of beginning a new project in a rural area of Manaus. The Passion and Compassion community is made up of families, men, women, youth, and children, all in the pursuit of one thing, Jesus. We encourage all who are a part to be involved in an area of service through our projects, through our evangelisms, ministries, and hospital visits. We also encourage them to study and to be trained in the Word of God, knowing Him in a deeper and more profound way. Our desire is to prepare the bride of Christ for the return of Jesus. Be a part of what He is doing in the Amazon and across the globe.
So that gives you a little idea of what's been going on, what we've been doing. We've been in Manaus for the last 13 years, and we're getting ready to have our 10-year anniversary at the mission base at the church that we planted in January. So we're really, really excited about that, and it's been quite the journey, as you can tell. And I just wanted to mention on there a couple of things. We have a couple new projects going on, and one of those is a new mission base on the Amazon River that is coming to you, hopefully, in 2019. We have a missionary couple who've been working on the Chimbo base, and we're going to move them into an area of the Amazon River that is deep in the Amazon. It's about a six-day boat trip to get to where they're going. And they are going to be working in an area that's only 3% evangelized. And so most people there have not heard the name of Jesus. And just I didn't tell this in first service because we didn't have as much time, but we had a really neat thing happen with that. There are government officials that protect the indigenous peoples in all of these regions. And if you go into these regions and you speak about Jesus to them, you will go to jail. And so our missionary couple who work with us and who we're going to be sending, they went on a scouting trip. And that video where you saw him rowing in, well, what you don't know is as he's rowing into that little community in that video, there are officers from that department of the government standing there, and they're thinking, we're in really big trouble. And as they get in, the officers are there, and they ask them what they're doing, and they start talking to them. And this couple's gone through our mission school, and they began talking about culture with the head officer, and they began talking about how you present the gospel and about what their purpose is. And what they didn't know is that this officer is actually a Christian, but very against a lot of Christians coming in and doing ministries and missions because they have done it in such a wrong way. And so he began to give them another lesson on culture. And as they had a conversation, when they ended the conversation, this officer looked at him and them and he said, you know, I'm the one that makes all the decisions for this part of the river. I open the doors and I close the doors. And nobody comes in unless I let them in. And so they're standing there and they're very fearful because they could go to jail. And he looked at them and he said, this river is open to you. And so we really felt like God was speaking to us that he was opening these doors to us. So pray for our missionaries. Their names are Gustavo and Deborah. She's pregnant and having a baby in December. And then I told them, you know, you need a little bit of time, get that baby a little bit older. And so hopefully second semester of 2019, we'll be sending them. So pray for us. Pray for the resources. You also saw Danny and Bruno, who are in India. They went through our mission school, and now they are working in India in a city called Pune. And I was there last year with them. They're doing a fantastic job with a women's co-op teaching them to make purses to be able to sustain themselves, women who are in terrible, horrible situations, because most women are treated as property, especially in the more rural areas of India. And so they're under Passion and Compassion Ministries as missionaries in India. So as you support us, you are also supporting them and supporting the work that goes on in those places. Along, we have our churches that are in Chile, and they're doing really well. And so we just want to thank you. As I said, there's a lot going on. We've had teams come from your church. We love having you if you want to come down. There's lots of work to be done, and we're really excited about what the future holds. But I want to turn this over to my husband, because I know he has a word to share with you. And so if you would just raise your hands, I'd like to pray for us. Father, I ask you to come. Come right now. Come with your Holy Spirit. Rest over us in this service. Father, I ask, God, that you'd open the eyes of our hearts, Father, that we would see you, we would hear you, we would understand what you are speaking to us, Father. God, I thank you for your presence here, and I ask that you would just continue to be with us this morning. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amém. Bom dia.
Good morning.
Vocês estão bem?
Are you okay?
Amém. Espero que sim.
I hope you are.
É uma alegria estar aqui com vocês.
It's a joy to be here with you.
Estar com os amigos.
To be with friends.
Estar com a igreja que nós amamos.
With a church that we love.
Poder compartilhar um pouco do que Deus tem trabalhado conosco, falado conosco.
It's been great to be able to share a little bit about what God's been doing with us and speaking to us.
Se você quer saber mais da nossa história, procura o pastor de vocês, mas não acredito em tudo que ele falar.
If you want to know more about our story, you can ask your pastor, but don't believe everything he tells you.
Essa é a perspectiva dele.
And it's his perspective.
Mas é uma alegria estar aqui com vocês.
But it's a joy to be here with you.
Deixa eu compartilhar uma palavra que eu venho compartilhando. Eu vou tentar resumir bem para vocês aqui.
So I want to share a word with you that I've been sharing. It's something on my heart, and I'm going to try to shorten it this morning.
Nós vivemos numa mudança cultural muito grande.
We are living in great cultural change.
Na verdade, vivemos um grande desafio.
The truth is, we live a great challenge.
Missiológico e antropológico.
A missiological and anthropological challenge.
E isso está muito visível em nossos dias.
And it's very visible in our days.
Nós vivemos num tempo onde nós estamos baseado as coisas naquilo que nós sentimos.
We live in a time where we base everything on how we feel.
Nós nunca buscamos tanto recursos para melhorar nós mesmos.
We have never searched for things, for resources to make ourselves better like we do today.
Nós estamos focado em muito naquilo como nós baseamos nossa vida.
We're really focused on what we base our lives on.
E isso revela um pouco a nossa realidade como igreja.
And this reveals to us a little bit of the reality of the church.
Um dos maiores desafios missiológicos que nós vivemos.
One of the greatest missiological challenges that we've lived.
É que nós temos vindo um fenômeno.
Has been that we're living a phenomenon.
Onde pessoas abraçam o cristianismo como cultura.
Where people have embraced Christianity as a culture.
Quando é adquirido uma linguagem cristã,
and they've taken on a Christian language,
adaptado sua vida a uma cultura,
and adapted their lives to a culture,
mas nunca experimentaram uma conversão de fato.
But never really experienced conversion.
Isso tem acontecido.
This is happening.
Nós temos visto um crescimento grande de pessoas no meio do cristianismo.
We've seen great growth in the midst of Christianity.
Igrejas crescendo muito.
Churches growing a lot.
E nós, eu me alegro com o crescimento de igrejas.
And I am joyful when I see church growth.
Mas nós temos que ter uma noção da realidade.
But we have to have a notion of reality.
Nós temos visto pessoas abraçando o cristianismo culturalmente.
Because we have seen people culturally embrace Christianity.
Mas nunca experimentaram a conversão.
But haven't ever really been converted.
Nós celebramos mudanças culturais.
We celebrate cultural changes.
Mas nunca nós checamos se há uma conversão de fato.
But many times we don't check to see if they've really been converted.
Nós celebramos quando pessoas anunciam mudanças pessoais e culturais.
We celebrate when people tell us that they've had personal changes and cultural changes.
Nós amamos testemunhos pessoais.
And we love to hear the personal testimonies.
Pessoas faziam isso, agora não fazem mais.
I used to do this and now I don't do it anymore.
Eu sei que o evangelho traz mudanças.
I know that the gospel brings changes.
Mas a nossa falta de critério com relação a isso.
But our lack of criteria in that.
Nós temos celebrado mudanças culturais sem conversões.
Means that many times we have celebrated cultural changes instead of conversions.
Isso tem acontecido.
And that's what's been happening.
E talvez choque você um pouco ouvir isso.
And maybe it shocks you a little bit to hear that.
E choca mesmo.
It does, it shocks.
O que eu quero fazer com você essa manhã.
But what I want to do with you this morning.
É fazer você pensar um pouco.
Is to make you think a little.
Por que você está aqui?
And think about why you are sitting here.
Por que você está participando de um culto?
Why are you participating in a church
service? Por que você
service?
Tem essa comunidade como sua comunidade?
Why is this community your community?
Ou se você está visitando?
Or maybe if you're here visiting.
Por que você visitou esse lugar?
Why did you visit this place?
Eu quero usar uma porção da Bíblia.
I want to use a portion of scripture.
Para te mostrar um pouco.
To show you a little bit.
Desse paradoxo que nós vivemos.
Of this paradox that we're living in.
Vamos ler em Lucas 15.
I want to read with you in Luke 15.
Vou pedir para Hillary ler uma porção grande das escrituras.
I'm going to ask Hillary to read this large portion of scripture.
Como eu mencionei no primeiro culto.
As I told first service.
Um professor meu falava isso.
One of my professors told me this.
É bom um pregador ler a Bíblia bastante quando for pregar.
He says it's really good for a preacher to read a lot of the Bible when he preaches.
Porque se a pregação não for boa,
because if the preaching is not good,
pelo menos leram a Bíblia.
At least he read the Bible.
Então, se você não gostar da pregação hoje,
so if you don't like my preaching today,
se você pelo menos leu a Bíblia,
you've at least read the Bible.
Okay?
Okay.
Então, por favor, Lucas 15, a partir do verso 11.
So, let's go to Luke 15, beginning in verse 11. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house and heard music and dancing, and he called to one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and spoke to him. But he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who he has devoured your property and with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
Essa passagem, talvez você já ouviu muitas mensagens sobre ela.
So maybe you've already heard a lot of messages about this passage.
E nós temos a tendência.
And we have the tendency.
De reduzir a mensagem, a nossa experiência pessoal.
To reduce the message to our own personal experience.
Talvez você já se viu como um filho pródigo.
And so maybe you've seen yourself as the prodigal son.
que voltou,
who came back,
ou do filho que ficou.
Or maybe you've seen yourself as a son who stayed.
Mas eu quero desafiar você a observar além da tua visão pessoal.
But I want to challenge you to look beyond your own personal vision.
E espero conseguir isso hoje.
And I hope that's what I can do today.
Os dois filhos representam dois polos extremos da experiência humana.
So these two sons, they represent two polar extremes of the human experience.
E eu acredito que essa parábola,
and I believe that this parable,
fala muito sobre a experiência antropológica, cultural que nós estamos vivendo.
I believe that this parable speaks a lot to the anthropological experience that we're having today.
Primeiro nós temos o primeiro filho.
First of all, we have the first son.
Que basicamente chegou ao pai.
And basically he came to his father.
E falou para o pai que ele preferia que o pai tivesse morto.
And basically what he's saying to his father is that he would rather him be dead.
Ele pede uma herança.
He asks for his inheritance.
Ele quer algo para ele.
He wants something for himself.
Porque ele basicamente fala, pai, eu preferia que você tivesse morto.
Because basically when he did that, he was saying, father, I'd rather you be dead.
Mas você demora muito para morrer.
Because you're taking too long to die.
Então me dá logo a tua herança.
So give me my inheritance soon.
Só se fala de herança após morte.
Because inheritance is only something you speak about after death.
Okay. E ele pede essa herança.
But he asks for his inheritance.
E basicamente ele fala pro pai, era melhor se você não existisse.
And so basically he's telling his dad, it would be better if you didn't exist.
Me dá a minha herança.
Give me my inheritance.
Eu vou viver como eu quero.
Because I want to live how I want to live.
E isso foi ofensa ao pai.
And this was an offense to his father.
É visível isso.
This is visible.
Então ele pega a sua herança.
So he takes his inheritance.
Vai embora.
He leaves.
Vive como quer.
Lives how he wants.
Gasta tudo.
Spends everything.
Começa a sentir necessidades.
And then he begins to have need.
Vai encontrar um trabalho.
So he finds a job.
Começa a passar um monte de necessidade.
And he continues to have great need.
E ele começa a comparar sua vida.
And so he starts thinking, he compares his life
com um dos trabalhadores do seu pai.
With one of his father's workers.
Ele fala, olha, um dos trabalhadores do meu pai vive melhor do que eu estou vivendo
and he thinks,
agora.
You know, my father's workers live better than I live right now.
E ele planeja algo.
And so he plans something.
Eu vou voltar.
He thinks I'm going to go back.
E eu vou falar pro meu pai.
And I'm going to tell my father.
E ele faz uma lista do que ele fala.
And he makes a list of the things he's going to say to his father.
E ele volta.
And he comes back.
Para o homem moderno, hipersensível.
So for the hypersensitive, modern, feeling man.
Você pensa que coisa linda.
We think, what a beautiful thing.
Ele volta para os braços do pai.
He's come back to the arms of the father.
Ele está arrependido.
He is repentant.
Mas não é isso que o texto mostra.
But that's not what the text tells us.
O que o texto mostra.
What the text tells us.
É que alguém com um sermão preparado.
That is that someone with a speech prepared.
Cinicamente está voltando.
Returns cynically.
Por conta da sua necessidade.
Because of his need.
Ele, a preocupação era ele.
His concern was with himself.
Olha o que eu estou passando.
Look at what I'm going through.
Eu vou voltar para
so mim. Come back.
Pelo menos viver com muitos trabalhadores do meu pai.
And at least I can live as my father's workers live.
E quando ele retorna?
And when he comes back,
ele encontra o pai.
He encounters his father.
E ele fala exatamente o que ele planejou falar para o pai.
And then he says exactly what he planned to say to his father.
O que ele planejou antes?
What he planned before.
Ele começa a falar pro pai.
He begins to say to his father.
Pequei contra o céu, contra a terra.
I sinned against heaven and earth.
Já não sou digno de ser chamado teu filho.
I am no longer worthy to be called your
me
son.
Me trata como dos teus trabalhadores.
So treat me as one of your workers.
Mas a surpresa aí.
But the surprise here.
É que o pai o abraça.
Is that his father embraces him.
E o pai o recebe.
And the father receives him.
E olha uma, eu não mencionei isso no primeiro culto.
And I didn't mention this in first service.
Mas basicamente,
but basically,
ele recebeu parte da herança e gastou.
He had received his part of his inheritance and he'd spent it.
E agora quando ele é recebido,
and now when he's received again,
ele vai fazer parte da herança de novo.
He's gonna be part of the inheritance again.
E o pai o recebe.
And the father receives him.
E basicamente fala para ele. Estou traduzindo aqui para vocês.
So he basically says this. I'm going to translate for you.
Filho.
Son.
Eu não contabilizo débitos.
I've not been recording your debts.
Na mente dele,
in his mind,
ele estava em dívida com o pai por ter feito isso.
He was indebted to his father because of what he did.
Cinicamente ele volta.
And so he cynically returns.
Mas ele encontra um pai,
but he encounters a father,
que não estava contabilizando débitos.
Who was not recording his debts.
E o recebe.
And he receives him.
E aí nós temos o outro polo extremo.
And then we have the other polar extreme.
O filho mais velho.
The older son.
Que quando vê isso acontecer,
when he sees all this happen,
se revolta.
He gets really angry.
E o seu diálogo com o pai,
and his dialogue with his father,
mostra muito sobre o outro extremo da nossa experiência.
It tells us a lot about the other extreme of the human experience.
Ele fala, pai, eu tô aqui.
He says, father, I've been here.
Trabalhando como um escravo.
Working like a slave.
Fazendo tudo para te agradar.
Doing everything to please you.
Cuidando das tuas coisas.
Taking care of your things.
Fazendo as coisas correto.
Doing things correctly.
O Senhor nunca me deu nada para comemorar com os meus amigos.
And then you didn't give me anything to celebrate with my friends.
Aí vem esse teu filho.
And then here comes your son.
Não chama de irmão, meu teu filho.
Pay attention, he didn't call him my brother. He said your son.
Okay. Teu filho.
Here comes your son.
Que gastou toda a herança.
He spent all of his inheritance.
Agora vai ter direito de novo.
And now he's coming back in and we'll have rights again.
E você o recebe assim?
You received him like that?
A resposta do pai.
The response of the father.
É basicamente isso.
Is basically this.
Filho.
Son.
Eu não contabilizo créditos.
I am not recording credits.
Porque na mentalidade dele,
because in his mindset,
tudo que ele estava fazendo,
everything he was doing,
estava contabilizando,
was being recorded,
para o seu próprio benefício.
For his own benefit.
Ele esperava um momento,
he was waiting for the moment,
que ele fosse recompensado,
that he would be rewarded,
por tudo que ele estava fazendo.
For everything he was doing.
Isso é muito claro na sua linguagem.
This is very clear in the language.
O problema do filho pródigo que foi,
the problem of the prodigal son who left,
é o mesmo problema do que ficou.
Was the same problem of the one who stayed.
Nós temos dois polos.
We have two polar extremes.
Dois extremos.
Two extremes.
Que revelam nossa realidade.
That reveal our reality.
Nossa realidade é que?
Our reality is what?
Nós mesmos.
Us. Ourselves.
O do que foi?
The one that went?
Era ele.
Was him.
O do que ficou?
And the one who stayed?
Era ele.
It was about him too.
Mas quando eles encontram com o pai,
but when they encounter the father,
eles descobrem um pai,
they discover a father,
que não contabiliza crédito nem débito,
who was not recording debts and was not recording credits.
O que isso nos mostra?
And what does that show us?
Que a história dessa parábola,
that the story of this parable,
não está relacionado à figura do filho que foi nem do filho que ficou.
Is not in relationship to the figure of the son who left or the son who stayed.
Mas do pai.
But the father.
A história é de um pai que tinha dois filhos.
The story is about a father who had two sons.
O que isso fala conosco?
What does that tell us?
Na nossa, nesse fenômeno antropológico,
that in this anthropological phenomenon,
nós vivemos numa época,
we live in a time,
onde nós estamos querendo que as coisas se adaptem a nós,
where we want things to adapt to us.
Nós convivemos a partir de ambientes onde ele se adapta a nós.
We want to be in environments where they're going to adapt to us.
Nossa linguagem é essa.
This is our language.
Por exemplo, essa é a forma como nós classificamos muitas vezes um culto.
For example, this is the way that we classify church services.
Nós falamos o culto foi muito bom.
We say that service was really good.
Quando a música nos tocou.
And we say that when the music touches us.
Quando a mensagem falou conosco.
When the message speaks to us.
E nós classificamos isso foi muito bom.
And so then we classify that as a really good service.
Sim ou não?
Don't we do that?
Por quê?
Why?
Porque tem a ver conosco.
Because it has to do with us.
Se adapta a nós.
If it adapts to us.
Se fala comigo.
If it speaks to me.
Se eu gosto.
If I like it.
Então eu classifico como bom.
Then I will classify it as good.
Um dia eu estava na igreja.
One day I was at our church.
Alguém chegou comigo.
And somebody came to me.
Para me contar um testemunho.
And they wanted to tell me a testimony.
Falou, eu fiquei nesse lugar.
And this person said, I stayed in this place.
Porque eu me sinto muito bem
aqui. Because I feel really good here.
Eu pensei comigo.
And I thought to myself.
Isso vai demorar pouco tempo.
It's not going to take too long.
Para ela ir embora.
They're going to leave.
Por que isso, gente?
Why?
Porque é assim que funciona hoje.
Because that's how it works today.
Esse é o fenômeno missiológico.
This is the missiological phenomenon.
Quando as coisas não se adaptam mais a nós.
When things don't adapt themselves to us any longer.
Quando nós não nos sentimos mais bem.
When we don't feel good anymore.
Quando nós não gostamos mais das coisas.
When we don't like things anymore.
Nós nos movemos para um lugar onde se adapta a nós.
We will move to another place that will adapt to us.
É por isso que nós mudamos tanto.
That's why we move around so much.
Porque nós imaginamos.
Because we imagine.
E a história.
That history.
Tem a ver com a nossa história.
Is about our story.
Sem mencionar isso, você pensa que tudo tem a ver com você.
And so without mentioning this, you think that everything is about you.
Sua vontade.
Your will.
Seu desejo.
Your desires.
Então, as coisas têm que se adaptar a você.
Everything needs to adapt to you.
Quando eu não gosto mais.
When I don't like it anymore.
Eu vou encontrar um lugar.
Then I'm going to find another place.
Aonde isso vai ser suprido.
Where that is going to be fulfilled for me.
E sabe de uma coisa?
And you know what?
E nós usamos muitas desculpas.
We use a lot of excuses.
Mas a centralidade.
But the centrality
é porque nós, as coisas não estão mais se adaptando a nós.
Is that because things are not about us anymore.
Isso é um fato.
It's a fact.
E sabe o que tem acontecido?
And do you know what's happened?
Igrejas.
Churches.
Têm pegado a barra.
They've had to take the bar.
E baixado a barra.
And lower it.
Para poder suprir isso nas pessoas.
To be able to fulfill this in people.
Igrejas têm adaptado seus lugares.
Churches have had to adapt their places.
Para se tornarem atrativos, para que as pessoas fiquem.
To be attractive so people will stay.
Isso é um fato.
It's fact.
Por que isso?
Why?
Porque se você não está ali se sentindo bem.
Because if you're not there and you don't feel good.
Que as coisas não estão adaptadas como você sente
if
bem.
If things aren't adapted to where you feel good.
Você vai sair.
Then you're going to leave.
Você pode ter uma linguagem cristã.
You could have Christian language.
Você pode ter até um conceito moral cristão.
You could have a Christian moral concept.
Sem uma real convenção.
But not have true conversion.
Isso é um fato.
It's a fact.
E nós precisamos entender isso.
And we have to understand that.
Por exemplo, às vezes nós fazemos coisas.
For example, sometimes we do things.
Não é porque nós compreendemos que a história é a história de Deus.
And it's not because we've understood that the history is the story of God.
Sua graça é o único meio porque eu não estou fazendo isso.
That grace is the only way that I'm doing this.
Às vezes nós fazemos as coisas.
Sometimes we do things.
Com uma intenção por trás.
Because we have certain interests, intentions.
Por exemplo, nós às vezes damos à igreja.
For example, sometimes we give to the church.
Porque nós temos medo de faltar na nossa mesa.
Because we're afraid that something will lack on our table.
Nós vamos dar.
And so that's why we give.
Por exemplo, às vezes você ajuda alguém.
Or for example, you might help someone.
Porque você pensa.
Because you think.
Se um dia eu precisar.
If one day I need help.
Alguém vai me ajudar.
Someone else will help me.
O que eu estou fazendo?
What am I doing?
Eu estou contabilizando créditos.
I am keeping record of my credits.
Às vezes nós servimos a Deus.
Sometimes we serve God.
Pensando que Deus está contabilizando os nossos créditos.
Thinking that God is keeping record of our credits.
Quantas vezes nós não oramos, por exemplo?
But how many times, for example, have we prayed?
Questionando Deus.
And we've questioned God.
Por que certas coisas acontecem?
Why has this happened?
Quando eu faço isso, isso e isso com
Because
o Senhor.
I've done this, this, this and this for you, God.
Você já passou por isso?
Have you ever had that happen?
Pessoas falando, eu não entendo por que isso aconteceu com a minha família.
We'll say, I don't understand why this happened to my family.
Eu sirvo Deus minha vida toda.
Because I've served God my whole life.
Na mentalidade.
Because in our mentality,
você está contabilizando crédito.
We're counting, keeping record of credits.
E Deus não pode deixar isso acontecer com você.
And so God can't let these things happen to you.
Porque você serve Ele.
Because you serve Him.
Olha, um filósofo, Immanuel Kant.
There's a philosopher, his name's Immanuel Kant.
Nem tudo que o Kant fez foi bom.
Now, not everything that he did is good.
Mas uma coisa que ele falou é muito real para os nossos dias.
But he said something that's very real for our days.
Ele falou assim, que o interesse esvazia o valor do ato moral.
He said basically our interest or intention, it removes the value for a moral act.
Quando fazemos o bem motivados pela recompensa.
When we do good motivated by a reward.
O ato em si não tem valor.
The act itself no longer has value.
Pois somente faríamos se tivesse razões e vantagens para realizar.
Because we would only do it if we were going to have advantages and reasons for it.
É por isso que nós ajudamos muitas vezes.
That's why many times we help.
É por isso que nós servimos muitas vezes.
That's why many times we serve.
Por exemplo, tem pessoas que estão servindo na igreja há muito tempo.
For example, there's people in churches that have served for a really long time.
E se frustram porque não recebem a recompensa desse serviço.
And they're frustrated because they've not received the reward for their service they feel they should.
Às vezes, você olha e fala, não, era para eu estar nesse lugar.
Sometimes we look and we say, no, I should be there in that place.
Porque eu tô aqui mais tempo.
Because I've been here longer.
Eu tô servindo há mais tempo.
I've been serving longer.
Só que a história não é a tua história.
But the story is not your story.
A história é a história do Pai.
The story is the story of the Father.
Que não contabiliza débito e nem crédito.
Who keeps no record of debts or credits.
E tudo o que Ele faz.
And everything He does.
É por meio da Sua graça.
Is through His grace.
Nada que você faça.
Nothing that you do.
Você pressiona Deus para fazer por você.
Will pressure God to do something for you.
Se Ele faz por você.
If He does it for you.
Não é porque você fez bem.
It's not because you did so well.
É porque Ele é bom, não você.
But it's because He is good and we are not.
Esse lugar.
This place.
Pode estar cheio de pessoas convertidas.
It could be full of converted people.
Que ama Deus de fato.
Who love God.
Que não classifica pelos seus sentidos.
And who are not classifying their feelings.
Não classifica pelos seus sentidos as coisas.
And they're not going to classify things based on their meaning of life.
Ou pode estar cheio de pessoas que culturalmente são cristãs.
Or it could be full of people who are just cultural Christians.
Só esperando o momento para não se adaptar mais a você para mudar.
Just waiting for the moment where things aren't adapting to you any longer and then you're gone.
Vou te dar eu não falei isso no primeiro culto.
I didn't say this in first service.
Eu participo de um grupo.
But I'm part of a group.
Que fazem pesquisas missiológicas.
They do missiological research.
Se você tem uma ideia, nos últimos 5 anos.
And just to give you an idea, in the last 5 years.
Mais de 60% de pessoas da igreja.
More than 60% of people in the church.
Mudaram de lugar porque não se adaptaram.
Changed their where they were at because they didn't adapt.
Sabe o que isso mostra?
Do you know what that shows us?
Que o culto tem a ver com como eu sinto. Não that, com quem eu estou diante.
That church service has become about how I feel and not about the one that I'm standing before.
Nós olhamos a figura dos dois filhos.
We look at the figures of the two sons.
Às vezes nos somos como que foi.
And sometimes we're like the one who left.
Às vezes nós somos como aquele que ficou.
Sometimes we're like the one who stayed.
E pensamos que a parábola está relacionada a esses dois.
And we think that the parable is about just the two of them.
E esquecemos.
And we have forgotten.
Que na verdade.
That the truth is.
A parábola está relacionada à figura do pai.
The parable is about the figure of the father.
Ele é o centro.
He is the center.
Nos últimos 30 ou 40 anos.
In the last 30 to 40 years.
Aconteceu uma mudança eclesiológica muito severa.
There's been an ecclesiastical change that's very serious.
Isso mostra também no contexto social, até fora da igreja.
And this shows us even the social context outside of the church.
Nós saímos de uma questão teocêntrica.
We've left the question of being God-centered.
Para antropocêntrica.
To being man-centered.
E tudo tem que estar relacionado a você.
And so everything has to be about us.
É por isso que as nossas comemorações.
That's why our parties, our commemorations.
A nossa felicidade.
Our happiness.
Está mais em mudança cultural.
Is more focused on a cultural change.
Do que uma conversão de fato.
Than a true conversion.
Nós amamos isso.
We love that.
Mas algo precisa ser mudado.
But something has to change.
Nós precisamos começar a levantar mais a barra.
We need to raise the bar higher.
Começar a centralizar mais a figura do pai.
We need to be centered on the figure of the father.
Começar a olhar mais para ele.
We need to look to him more.
E entender.
And understand.
Que não é o que eu faço ou deixo de fazer.
That it's not what I do or I don't do.
É mais o que ele faz.
But it's what he does.
Perdão não foi pela minha ação, mas pela ação dele.
Forgiveness wasn't because of my action, but because of his action.
E eu quero indo finalizando.
And I want to finish here.
Eu quero caminhar para o final.
Getting towards the end.
Que nós precisamos. Cristianismo é romper com o pecado original.
And I want us to understand that Christianity is means that we are overcoming. We have broken off with the original sin.
Uma das coisas que nós entendemos como pecado original.
One of the things that we understand is the original sin.
Nós entendemos como o homem desobedeceu a Deus.
As we understand that man disobeyed God.
Mas uma das coisas mais profundas com relação ao pecado original.
But one of the things that's more profound and deep about the original sin.
É que o homem comunicou para Deus.
Is that man was communicating to God.
Que ele queria ser o próprio autor da sua história.
That he wanted to be the author of his own story.
Que ele queria ser a voz do seu próprio sentido.
That he wanted to be the voice of his own meaning.
Deus poderia até estar ali.
I mean, God could be there.
Mas ele seria mais uma voz entre outras vozes.
But he would become only a voice between many voices.
C.S. Lewis fala o seguinte.
C.S. Lewis says this.
Que o homem em busca de prosperidade.
Man searches for prosperity.
Lá o homem, o primeiro homem.
Oh, the first man, he searched for prosperity.
Ele encontrou a pobreza.
But he encountered poverty.
Em busca de felicidade.
In his search for happiness.
Ele encontrou a tristeza.
He encountered sadness.
Porque fora da realidade de Deus.
Because outside of the reality of God.
Não, o homem não existe.
Man cannot exist.
Ele pode viver.
He could live.
Mas ele não existe.
But he does not exist.
Nosso desafio hoje.
And so our challenge today.
Eu quero desafiar você como igreja.
And I want to challenge you as the church.
Não baixe a barra.
Don't lower your bar.
Meu desafio para você é.
My challenge for you.
Rompe com o espírito desse século.
Is that you would break off yourself from the spirit of this age.
Comece a viver um evangélico teocêntrico.
And begin to live a gospel that is God-centered.
Porque existir só é possível dentro da história de Deus.
Because to exist is only possible if you're in God's story.
O evangelho, a vida, o evangelho.
The life of the gospel.
Não é que você convidou Deus para sua história.
It's not that you invited God into your story.
Mas você foi tragado para a história dele.
But it's that you were sucked into his story.
E é nele.
And in him.
Que nós encontramos.
Is where we find.
Perdão.
Forgiveness.
Reconciliação.
Reconciliation.
E vida real.
And true life.
Não caia nessa armadilha.
Don't fall into this trap.
De viver a partir de você.
Of living for yourself.
Que o nosso desafio como filhos de Deus.
Our challenge as the sons and daughters of God.
É entender que a história da humanidade.
Is to understand that the history, the story of humanity.
Não é a nossa, não é a minha, a sua história.
It's not my story, it's not your story.
É a história dele.
But it's his story.
Um pai.
A father.
Tinha dois filhos.
Who had two sons.
Não é dois filhos.
And it's not two sons.
Que tinha um pai.
Who had a father.
Deixa eu orar por você.
I want to pray for you.
Fique em pé comigo.
Would you stand with me?
Espero que Deus tenha falado com você hoje.
I hope God has spoken to you today.
Pai, ajuda essa comunidade.
Father, I ask that you would help this community.
Ajuda essa casa.
Help this house.
A entender.
To understand.
Que pela graça nós estamos aqui.
That because of grace we are here.
Pelo quem o Senhor é, nós estamos aqui.
Because of who you are, Lord, we are here.
Eu sei, Pai, que nós estamos vivendo um tempo muito confuso.
I know, Father, we're living times that are very confusing.
Nós queremos encontrar sentido para a vida.
And we want to find meaning to life.
Com muitos questionamentos.
And we have lots of questions.
Às vezes com sentimento de culpa porque eu peguei uma herança e me afastei.
And sometimes because we feel guilty because we took our inheritance and we ran away.
E nós estamos com esse sentimento cínico de voltar por conta da necessidade.
And because we have this cynical reason to return because of our need.
Ou nós estamos dentro da casa.
Or maybe we're in the house.
Frustrado.
And we're frustrated.
Porque nós ainda não recebemos a recompensa do nosso trabalho.
Because we haven't received the reward of our work.
Ajuda se meus irmãos estão vivendo um desses polos.
Help us if we're living in one of these polar extremes.
A ter um encontro com o Pai.
To have an encounter with
the Father. Que não contabiliza créditos.
Who is not recording credits.
Ou débitos.
Or debts.
Nós temos um encontro com Ele.
That we would have an encounter with Him.
Real,
true,
transformador,
that transforms.
Ajuda essa comunidade.
Help this community.
Não apenas ter uma mudança cultural, mas uma real conversão.
Not in searching for a cultural transformation, but to have a true conversion.
Um encontro real contigo.
A true encounter.
Que quando
with
eu levanto
you.
As mãos,
so that when you lift up your arms,
eu estou diante daquele que é razão e da existência.
You realize you are before the one who is the reason for your existence.
E quando eu saio pelas portas,
and when I walk out these doors,
respirar só é possível.
Breathing is only possible.
Porque nós estamos nele.
Because we are in Him.
Faz isso, Deus.
Do this, God.
Faz isso nesse lugar.
Do this in this place.
Que pessoas tenham encontros reais contigo.
That people would have true encounters.
E nós vamos celebrar conversão.
And that we can celebrate true conversion.
Mais do que mudança cultural.
More than just cultural changes.
E que pessoas vivam nessa comunidade.
That people would live in this community.
Por causa do Senhor.
Because of you, Lord.
É no teu nome que eu oro.
And it's in your name that I pray.
Amen. How many today are challenged by that word? So I'm going to raise the bar in my life. Anybody here? Yeah, what a challenging word. Thank you, Pastors Alday and Hillary. Thank you very much for that challenging word. We're going to pray. God, begin to raise that bar in my life. That's all I want you to do. Our ushers are going to help me pass the buckets in just a quick second. But hang on before you do that. Let's take a time. We want to bless our missionaries today. I don't want to tip them. I want to bless them. How many understand what I'm talking about? We want to bless them. They got two children here with them. It takes a lot of money to buy four plane tickets in itself just to get here and go back to Brazil. And so we want to be a blessing to them. They're a blessing to so many. Many places they go up and down the region, they couldn't go without offerings that come from churches like ours. And so today, we're going to bless them not only in their ministry, but them personally today. Everything that we give in this next offering, 100%, will go to bless them. I want you to step up to the plate and help me bless them today. Let's bow our heads and ask the Holy Spirit what He wants us to do. Holy Spirit, speak to us today. What would you like us to do? Let us be quick to obey. We can be a blessing to them. We have an opportunity to be blessed and sow seed into fruitful ministry. And Father, we want to have a chance to have a part of that ministry today. We are going to give and bless this family in Jesus' name. As they pass the buckets today, I want you to give. Let's all participate. If you need to give, the number behind me, text the number behind me on the screen. If we need to give, you can do a drop down there as well. If you didn't bring a check or cash and you want to give through your phone, you can also text the number behind me and give to them through your phone app as well today. Are you ready to bless the Lord? Come on, let's close with this song. Let's lift our voices up. Let's raise the bar in our life. This morning, are you ready to receive that word today? Put your hands against that. Let them know we appreciate the word they spoke to us today. Thank you, Pastor Alday and Hillary. Can we pray for you before you leave today? Is that all right? This is our family, so we're going to pray for them. I want you to stretch your hands this way. Some of my staff are going to join us as well, some of our leaders. Let's put hands on them and pray for them this morning. We want to bless them. Come on up, Addison. Yeah. We want to pray for them that their kids are involved. Liam's back in kids' class. Well, let's pray over them today. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Hillary and all the Addison today. God, we pray blessing over them. God, as they continue to expand and dream, Lord, I pray right now that, God, you would continue to open up doors across the region, Lord, where man has closed. God, may you open up, God, multiple campuses, multiple places of worship, multiple places, Lord, of Bible synagogues and places where they're learning, God, the training centers, God. I pray right now, Father, you raise up leaders, missionaries that will continue to come out of this ministry, God. Lord, but continue to give them a fresh vision. Lord, continue to give them fresh resources. Father, I pray that you would open up, God. You allow continued resources, a blessing to the vision, Father. Lord, we thank you for the gift they are to our body, Lord, and to that region today. We pray protection over their family, protection over their minds and their spirits, protection over their marriage, Father, and over their children. In Jesus' name, God, all weapons formed against them will not prosper in the name of the Lord. Every evil leader who raises up against them, may they not prosper in the name of the Lord. God, I pray right now, God, you send them, Lord, armor bearers beyond their belief, God, raising up new, Lord, armor bearers who carry the vision as well. God, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray and bless them together. We say amen. Come on, give them a big hand this morning. We love them.